Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. It was a jam-packed meeting at Upper Huntershire Council last night. Council voted to stay on current Level 2 water restrictions for Aberdeen, Murrurundi and Scone, and Level 1 for Merriwar and Cassilis. Council is also looking for the community's feedback on the use of land at the corner of Wingen and Kingdon Streets in Scone, across from the Bill Rose Sports Complex. There is also some surplus land Transport for New South Wales has on hold, and Council can license that land for community use. Possibilities for the land include a community garden, a fenced-off leash dog park, a skate park or additional open space. And also last night, Councillor Josh Brown announced he would be resigning from Council as of next month after accepting a job in Western Australia. You can read his full statement at our website. The Hunter Valley Police District is after information on a break and enter in Scone overnight. The saddlery on Kelly Street has been broken into, and police say a large number of Resistol straw and felt hats and a number of Akubra hats were stolen. Police are urging the public to be on the lookout for anyone attempting to sell any of these kinds of hats. If you know anything or see something, call local police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Regional businesses that have the capability to increase employment by expanding their production lines or relocating to regional areas from interstate or overseas can now apply for grants through the New South Wales Government's Regional Job Creation Fund. The program has $100 million available, with grants between $100,000 and $10 million up for grabs. Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson says the program will help businesses to grow and increase what they already do.
This is designed to allow regional New South Wales businesses, including here in the Upper Hunter, the grant to be able to be between $100,000 and $10 million to be able to increase your capacity, to increase your production line, if you like.
And New South Wales has marked 3 million COVID-19 tests since the pandemic began earlier this year. As of 8 o'clock last night, more than 3 million tests have been performed on more than 2.2 million people in New South Wales. Some had been tested more than once during the pandemic period. The high rates of testing need to continue, though, in order for the state to stay on top of the virus, with Health Minister Brad Hazzard saying if we give the virus an inch, it'll take a mile. There are still testing clinics opening the Upper Hunter at the Scone, Muswellbrook and Singleton hospitals. Check the New South Wales Health website for opening hours. And that's your latest local news.